Editor. I write this to voice my concern on the current BC government amending the Strata Property Act. It is unfair, undemocratic. The provincial government should be aware of the consequences and be fair so that the amendment does not benefit one group of citizens over another. It is important to be inclusive and advocate for the humane principles of natural justice and equity. 1. Does the BC government have a right to go and amend the Strata Property Act so that it benefits one class of citizens, investors, landlords, but not another, strata owners, without consultation? 2. If the government does have the right to amend, why is it only benefiting the investor, landlord in the most obscene way? The investor, landlord is living off the strata owners who volunteer countless hours to keep the strata maintenance costs low, sacrifice their quality of life and family time. The investor, landlord is not only benefiting from the capital appreciation of his property, and able to write off expenses for tax purposes, but paying the same monthly fees and assessment fees, for not doing anything, as the concerned owners, volunteers who spend countless hours without being compensated. 3. Is the government going to bring in legislation for strata owners to charge an additional 50% on top of the investor, landlord's monthly fees and strata fees, which the investor, landlord can write off on their taxes anyways as business expenses, to compensate for all the free volunteer work and most of all sacrificing their quality and family life to keep the costs down so we can continue to afford a home? Why should the investor, landlord get extra monetary and tax benefits for paying the same amount of fees? Hopefully, the decision makers will re-evaluate the above points and then answer the following. 1. Is it fair? 2. Is it right? 3. Who gets hurt? 4. Who has to pay for the consequences? S. Flyers, Burnaby.